Okay, back to bed.
Welcome to your time to procrastinate by yourself, orally. What? I've been procrastinating myself for 15 minutes while Daniel played with his phone.
He procrastinated himself all over his face, neck, and chest.
I did. You know why?
Why?
I was thinking about Star Wars.
Oh, so that's what we're covering tonight, are we?
Oh, yeah. The whole universe.
The whole
in 10
universe?
Minutes. Ten minutes.
That's right. Our 10 minutes. The procrastination
maybe an hour, 10
universe,
minutes.
10 minutes?
Yes. It could be far, far away. We are joined this evening by the ever constant, far away voice of my wife until we convince her to take a mic.
She's the whisperer known as Laura.
Yes. And occasionally, oh, the podcast puppy has gone on strike.
Yep.
She's unionized and she's out in the hallway on a smoke break.
She is out. It's not a smoke break. It's more of a layout and let all of her skin flap out.
I think she deflated.
She did. Deflator mouse.
God, you beat me to it. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Star Wars.
Yeah, because, well, I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars is amazing, and it set the precedence for our childhood. And adulthood.
And adultery. No.
No.
That was Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, if you believe her book.
Well, Harrison Ford never refuted it. So
it's Harrison Ford. Does he really care? At that point in his career, he was banging everything.
No, it's
that's a good Ralph Garman imitation.
That was for Ralph Garman. We love
Harrison
you, Ralph
Ford.
Garman,
and we know you're listening. At least you should be. I'm gonna tag the shit out of you on
you
this podcast,
babe. Yeah.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about Star Wars. We're gonna start way on back in 1999,
back at Episode One. That was 30 years after. Or 25 years after the
22
first,
years after
22,
the first one.
Yeah.
Because that makes sense.
Yep, exactly.
Let's just talk about Star Wars in general first, though. I don't know that I didn't really prepare because I don't know that I need to, because if I don't, I'm going to make it up and you're going to believe me anyway.
That's such bullshit. He knows his jam. I know my stuff, but he knows his jam.
What was your first experience? What was the first? Did you ever see any of them prior to Phantom Menace in the theater?
I did not. I have still, to this day, not seen the original three on the big screen.
You didn't see them in 97 when they were released?
I didn't. I was in a different time in my life where I was playing sports all the time. I was on the opposite tracks
God.
Than the geek world. I was still a geek.
Do you realize
I just didn't
how
have time
many
for
geek
it.
Points you just left?
I was
a
closet
geek.
But I wasn't really closet because I didn't hide it. I was still wearing my Superman stuff.
Do you know how many geek points you just lost for that
I'm
statement?
I'm going to slap you.
I'm just saying.
With all the geek points.
I'm just saying.
That I've
that
lost.
You've lost. Because you're down like -6 now.
Because I couldn't
we both
go
started
watch
at 10,000. I have 15,000 now, and you have -6.
See, he just makes these numbers up.
I
He's
do.
He's full of shit.
I am. But so you really have never seen anything but
I didn't. You remember, you and I talked about this a couple of years ago. Before Disney bought Star Wars, they were going to re-release all six.
Well, and we saw Phantom Menace.
We did go back and watch Phantom Menace in 3D.
And they stopped that.
But they stopped because Disney bought them and went, you guys are stupid. We're gonna rework this.
We're gonna make new movies.
Ones,
yeah.
And then make some more money.
Exactly. You think they'll ever re-release the originals again in the theater?
I do once they finish this Fox merger. Because that's the holdup. Number four
Disney,
was the holdup.
Disney Fox Marvel Wars.
Disney Fox Marvel Wars?
Yep.
That sounds dirtier than it should.
Disney Fox Marvel Wars. So, I didn't see, I was only 1 year old when New Hope hit.
Yes. Because you're significantly older than me.
Yes. I saw, let's see, I would have been four. No, I'd have been four, when Empire came out. I saw Empire on a re-release. I saw Return in the theater first run, and then Empire as a re-release.
Yeah.
And then in 97, I saw New Hope in 97, the special edition, probably 6-7 times in the theater.
Sure. I wanted to go, and I remember them coming out. But they dropped them in such a weird time frame because I was middle of high school.
Sure. I was in college.
And I was dating and soccer and preparing for college and all of that BS.
See, I was in college, so I had lots of time to do nothing.
Yeah.
And in fact, we actually watched when the special editions dropped on VHS. We watched them
because
side by
ages
side.
Ages us right there.
Oh, yeah, it does. We watched them frame for frame, A New Hope, side by side, the old one and the new one.
Oh, yeah, I would have loved to have been there
for
that
one. We did the same thing with the widescreen edition.
Okay.
To see what got cut off.
Really?
Yeah, because we were apparently had way too much time and weren't dating enough.
Yeah, well, but your hands were silky smooth.
I'm telling you, my boys Chris and Sean from college, I'll tag both of them in this as well.
Yeah.
We spent way too much time. At one point, we watched Star Wars with a, shall we say, purloined sound system.
Oh.
Like big 12-inch yeah. JBL speakers on a 13-inch TV.
Blow the windows out as all of you all are squinting to see.
You could see, you literally could hear it verbatim outside the dorm.
That's
it was
great.
Amazing. Now, one of the security guards came up to ask what was happened. He assumed the blasters weren't real.
Yeah,
but he wanted to know what was going on because he could hear the TIE fighters screaming by.
Yeah, which is such a great sound.
It was amazing.
Now, I can one-up you.
Okay.
Even though I didn't get to watch the original three in the theater, I got to watch them. My first experience with them, wait for it, was on Laserdisc.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Laserdisc.
I would love to
buddy.
Have them on Laserdisc.
Yeah.
Like in a shadow box.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Like the disc on one side and the album cover,
yep.
Which is what it freaking was,
because
on the other side.
When I was younger, my mom was in the process of marrying my stepdad, and he had a Laserdisc player, and he had all three Star Wars films on Laserdisc, along with Grease and Grease 2.
I don't know that I knew that Pal was a geek.
He wasn't. He got it for my brother.
That's hysterical.
Because my brother, who's 4 years older, my stepbrother technically, but he's 4 years older than me. So he was the one who my stepdad was buying this stuff for.
That's awesome.
And it worked out for me, minus Grease. Who gives a shit, but.
What?
Grease 2.
Okay, I was about to
Grease
say.
Grease 2. Grease 1, yes. Grease 2.
I was about to have to remove you from the podcast.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
I don't know that I can go quite that far.
I love Michelle Pfeiffer.
It depends on the movie.
Listen.
Sometimes
at
she's
just
really
the right
good.
Age, they put her in a skin-tight cat suit.
And again, that movie she was good in. I'm sure there are other movies. that
somewhere.
She was good in.
She was good in One Fine Day. You ever watch that one? With George Clooney?
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's a good chick flick.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, she's her in Grease 2 has never been made.
No,
it was a travesty.
No, no, no.
It was a visual and auditory abortion.
Well, all right, so now we really know how he feels. Wow.
Oh, it's been one of those weeks of work.
Woo, I'm telling you.
That's what happens when I play in data too much.
Yeah, a visual and auditory
you
abortion.
You know it. So that does kind of trump me, though, because I do dig the fact you saw him on...
I got to see him on Laserdisc.
Does he still have them on Laserdisc?
No. That shit's long gone.
God, that's sad.
It is.
It would have been awesome to have.
I think we had... I want to say we had Superman 2 on Laserdisc.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would have been better
to
have Superman 3.
Which breaks my heart.
Would have been better to have Superman 3. Because you know that cover of that had him... I like that ring. He is sporting a Green Lantern ring that he got for Christmas.
The wife got me a Green Lantern ring for Christmas.
Amazing.
That Jason ordered for me.
Yes, indeed. But it would have been great to have seen on that huge cover
him carrying
Richard Pryor.
That was 3.
I said 3.
Oh, I thought you said 2.
Pay attention.
I'm still on 2.
Get out of 2. Nobody cares about 2.
2 was good. Have you ever seen the Richard Donner cut?
No, I haven't seen the cut yet.
You need to watch that.
Yeah.
That's on the VU.
2 was all right.
2 was good in
its
original format.
I like 2.
I like it.
Three was
great because of Richard Pryor.
I love 3. Everybody else hates on 3. I love 3. The scene with Richard Pryor skiing with the tablecloth wrapped around his neck.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite scenes of that
entire
movie.
Down the side of the building.
Yes. Love it.
Now, here we go. We're going to put these together with what we're doing, with where we were just at.
Okay.
Connect them.
All right.
This is on you.
Okay.
What's the connection between Superman and Star Wars?
John Williams.
I knew you'd get it.
That's an easy one.
I had no doubt in my heart.
You can even hear some of the strains of the music breaking through between the two.
You sure can.
Ugh.
And if you go back and you watch Home Alone or you watch Harry Potter.
We may have to do a John Williams podcast.
I think we might.
Because he may have been the soundtrack for
our life.
Most of my growing up time.
Our life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the dude just is amazing. And he was born to write.
And the fact that he's still rocking Star Wars music. Soundtracks, yeah. I knew what you meant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can hear the new ones. It's one of the things that makes the new ones good. They didn't go away from it. They said, no, no, no. And even the prequels.
Yes. The prequels were good because that was probably the best part of the prequels.
And I'm going to say,
and the soundtrack.
A very divisive statement.
Okay.
I don't hate the prequels.
Not from me, but I think you just lost geek points.
May have, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I don't hate the prequels. They're not great. They are proof that George Lucas probably shouldn't direct. That he's a creator, not a director.
I want to have Jar Jar Binks is going to be the main character in this
movie. I'd like to hire the little boy from Jingle All the Way and another kid to play him later in life who can't emote. Can we find that? Go cast someone who can't emote.
Go find them. And I'm going to make some new robots so I don't have to have stormtroopers.
If you would, I'd like you to take the actor
this is our terrible George Lucas.
You find to play the older Anakin, and I'd like you to stab him with pins. If he doesn't change his facial expressions, he's perfect.
He doesn't move a remote? That's perfect. Bring him in. We're going to put him in two movies and then superimpose him into the recuts of the originals.
Go watch Ewan McGregor, and I want the exact opposite.
Now, you see, I can't hate on Ewan McGregor because like Ewan McGregor.
No, that's what I said.
Yeah.
Go find the exact opposite.
Yes.
Go find the exact opposite of a well-trained...
I like Liam Neeson.
Of a well-trained British actor and a well-trained Irish actor, and we're going to put that fucker in a movie.
Dong.
Well, Hayden Christensen is a giant dong.
What? That was actually his lightsaber.
You meant Liam Christensen.
Wow.
Liam Neeson's giant dong.
He lives down the road, but
that's why they put him in robes.
Yeah. Because they just wrapped it around his
leg. He was going to be in skin tight pants, like out of Dune, but there wasn't enough leather. They couldn't do it.
There's not enough leather on set.
So they said, hey, why don't we get robes?
Let's get robes for these Jedi Masters, because we got to cover up that giant python.
His cock is too big.
But those movies are proof that Lucas shouldn't be allowed to cast.
No.
Shouldn't be allowed to direct.
Not at all.
He should create. And they all shouldn't do any of that.
No.
They've given it to Disney, and Disney's better at it.
It wasn't really given. Disney gave him just a shit ton of money.
You know, but
he
has to be looking at Fox and thinking... I could have gotten five.
Yep.
I could have gotten $5 billion.
Yep.
I'm a dumbass. And then he just dives into his Scrooge McDuck vault of money and swims around.
And swims around in his coins and spits them.
That's exactly right. And he thinks up, he's going to make a new movie called Space Fight.
Space Fight. Space Battles.
And he's going to digitally remake the entire thing. But he's going to wait till Mark Hamill and Han Solo die. Because then they can all be just completely
Han Solo
digital.
Is dead.
No, I mean the characters.
Oh, you're talking, yeah. You said Mark Hamill and Han Solo.
He is Han Solo. Shut up. He's
talking
indie,
about Harrison Ford.
He's Indy Solo.
Indy Solo?
Indy Solo Ryan.
Yes. Yes.
And then the guy from regarding Henry. Henry Solo Ryan. Henry Indy Solo Ryan. So let's talk about episode one,
which was again my first foray into the movie theater viewing,
sure,
of Star Wars.
Did you see it opening night?
As a franchise. I did not, because I couldn't get tickets. I tried.
I went opening night.
I attempted it, but I attempted too late. My brother and sister-in-law, my sister and brother-in-law went opening night, and they loved it.
Sure.
And then we went the following night, all three of us.
Oh, there you go.
So I did make it the night after. And it was great. It was different. You know, I had just recently watched the original three.
Of course.
To refresh myself.
Sure.
Of course, it didn't matter because it was completely had nothing to do with anything aside from names.
I mean, there were some glimpses.
You had names.
There were some glimpses of shit that would happen later in movies.
Yeah. But those were whatevers.
Do you remember the trailer? Do you remember watching the trailer?
Yes.
This was really kind of it was definitely pre-broadband.
Oh, easily, yeah.
For most of the world.
Yeah. It was, I was still rocking 288 dial-up, dude.
Yeah. I remember watching the trailer, though, in other movies.
Yeah.
And going, shit.
Yeah,
that's
going to be great. Because it was just, that trailer was just a lot of Darth Maul and pod racing.
Oh, yeah, completely. And though people like to shit on the pod racing, I didn't mind the pod
racing.
It
was cool.
It
It was something to take up the movie.
The best part of the pod racing was the sound effects.
Oh, yeah. The
and the fact that each pod racer had its own sound.
Yeah.
It was
amazing.
Well,
and that pod racer game they put out in the arcades was badass.
The pod racer game, I forget what system I had at that point. It may have been a 64.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I think they had a pod racer game for that,
they
too.
Did. But the one in the arcade really good. Was... Whoa.
The one in the arcade was amazing.
Yeah.
But that movie was not...
Sebulba's.
Hell yeah. That movie was not great.
No.
Watto.
I remembered his name.
It was good.
That's the guy that owns him.
The guy that owned him. I mean, we found out that Anakin and his mom were slaves.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently his mom got knocked up by some kind of Jedi...
Mind trick?
I was going to say... He went... That part was a little too Mary and Joseph for me.
Yeah.
I don't know that it was necessary.
I think I
want
to make Anakin born from the stars, and I want to have three wise men show up to tell...
You can't have three wise men.
How about a Jedi?
Two Jedis want to show up and tell her that he's the baby Jesus.
No. A Jedi, a queen who's on the run, and Jar Jar.
Oh, God.
Are going to show up.
Oh, means I think you have the baby Jesus.
So racist. And I guess that makes R2-D2 either frankincense, myrrh, or gold. I'm not sure which.
No, because C-3PO would be the gold.
That's true.
Yeah.
He was naked the entire movie.
Well, I mean, just bizarre. Digital balls out.
Yeah. It... fucking Jar Jar. I just still don't understand.
I know. The second that I saw those Gungans, I went, what?
They're supposed to be African-American. That's kind of racist. But before that, I had seen the Trade Federation, and I went, wow, they're Asian. That's kind of racist.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the theater, I was like, oh, man, why? Why?
Yeah but
and
I was...
I get he was trying to step away from A New Hope where everybody was white.
Well, I mean, that was the time in cinema.
It was. I'm not denying that, but he was trying to step away from that, so okay. But wow.
Yeah, I agree. Now, I did like the little snippets that he threw in there to appease us fanboys when they went to the Senate and you saw the Chewbaccas or what are they the Wookiees.
Of course, you also saw fucking E.T.
E.T.
Or was that in number two?
No, that was in number one.
So fucking dumb.
But they had it number two as well. They had the Ewoks in there.
So fucking dumb.
But I liked the fact that the ETs were in there, and they were just a glimmer.
I didn't. I hated it.
Why?
It was stupid.
No.
No. It was a callback to another movie that didn't belong in a damn Star Wars movie.
But it was space. They could have been there. They could have shared the universe.
Fucking. Do you know what a Wookiee would do to ET?
Well, eat its skull and then swing the body around. We got yelled at from
what?
The other room.
Oh.
And the whisper strikes again.
That's right. Chewbacca would skull fuck an E.T. You almost spit all over your computer and mic.
Yeah, you just about got a
spit
take out of me, buddy.
I was trying. I was saving that one. I knew you were about to finish off that root beer, and I was like, uh-huh, here it comes. I know, I did not appreciate that in the least.
I liked it.
In the least.
I liked it. I really expected him to try to like work them in as usable characters, but he just let them be
at that point. He would have swapped me at that point. Had he worked them in, I'd have been one of those going, you ruined my childhood.
He almost ruined our childhood anyway.
No, see, I don't think he did though. That movie was not good, but it does arguably have the best lightsaber battle ever in a movie.
Yes. Without question.
It has
double bladed lightsaber.
Oh,
When he flipped that thing around and the bottom end of that thing shot out, and it was, oh, God. All the fanboys just went and needed new pants.
Watching he and Ewan McGregor try to kill each other.
Yes.
With what potentially was a lightsaber handle and a big plastic pole on the end, where you know they are just wailing the shit out of each other
at
the end of that movie.
Just beating the crap out of those things.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And it was a beautiful lightsaber battle.
Yeah. It was well done. It was beautiful.
And it totally turned the page, because what we had seen before wasn't over the top a big fight scene. Even the two real good times that Vader and Luke went at it,
where they tied up, weren't tremendous.
It was just three strikes, talk. Three strikes,
yeah.
Fourth throw, crap.
Well, and at the end of Return, where Luke's just overhand bashing Vader until he falls over. I'm going to kill this old man who's my father as well. crippled, paraplegic, you know, an amputee.
Yes.
A multiple amputee.
But he didn't know that.
I don't care.
But he did.
That's abuse of the cripple. And as a person who's
crippled. I knew this was coming.
As a person who's crippled, I don't like that.
Oh, God.
But
he
did, so,
but he didn't come to the battle moments, with his blue tag hanging.
I don't want to bash any of these.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Unmercifully. So what? Lightsaber battle, awesome. Pod race,
awesome.
I enjoyed.
Yeah.
Other parts of episode one that stuck out.
The Gungan battle. I liked the Gungan battle with the droids.
I like the idea behind it.
That's more so. I like the idea behind it. I like
the setup. I like the fact that they had their technology mounted on animals. Yes. I thought that was kind of cool.
That was neat.
Had Jar Jar taken a blaster bolt to the face, I'd have been a lot happier.
It would have made everybody happy.
Fucking Jar Jar.
Oh, Misa Windabab. And his brain's just everywhere.
All over Tarples.
Yeah.
Just Gungan brains all over Tarple's face.
Oh, is that the one that had the deeper voice?
Yes.
Oh, Jar Jar be killed.
Amazing. Or he just like wipes it off and goes,
about time.
Yes, exactly. I like the idea behind that battle.
Liked the underwater city. It was very Atlantis-y.
It was.
But it didn't, I don't think it belonged in Star Wars
at all.
Now I did like their underwater canyon run when they were trying to get out of the Gungan
city. You don't have a Death Star, you have to go through some type of thing, so sure.
Yeah, I liked that. Yeah, I like the fact that the fish just kept getting bigger. That was cool.
That was funny and
it was
well
funny
played.
It was a little bit of
you had some humor in this one.
Uh-huh.
I think if I had to really place it though, besides the lightsaber fight at the end, the opening battle where they realize they're about to be poisoned, and they both take two huge, deep breaths and then go out and start cutting up the battle droids, which we'd never seen Jedi move like that.
No.
And they're, you know, force-yanking the heads off of things and
slinging shit down the hallway.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
That part was way cool.
Yes.
Jedis being Jedis.
I didn't like all of the... What's a good way to put it? All the politic crap.
The minutia?
Yeah.
I get why they had it in there.
Well, yeah, because
I think they were trying to set up something bigger, but they just kind of dropped it. Well, though you saw those folks again in Attack of the Clones, they never really tied up their part in the whole thing.
Yeah.
Necessarily. I mean, it's there, but it never had the impact. I wonder if there was some storytelling that just got cut.
Probably. I would think so. I would hate to see George Lucas's cut of any of these movies. I'm going to add this back, and we're going to go reshoot this.
It wouldn't be as long as the extended fucking cuts of the three damn
Lord of the Rings
movies.
Yes, it would.
No,
George Lucas'
no.
cut would be 5 hours long.
I have those damn things because I bought them off my brother, and they're like 4.5 hours
long
apiece.
They are
and
long.
And 3.5 hours is them walking the fuck around.
Yep.
At least.
And sometimes they like each other, sometimes they don't. It's okay.
Just not a fan. Not a big fan. They're pretty.
Yeah.
And
but I'm glad
they have Liv Tyler in them.
I see that wins for me.
And they have John Rhys Davis in them.
Yes.
And they have Viggo.
Oh yeah, Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo's awesome.
Yeah. He could be in Star Wars.
About as far as I'd go. I'd pay for that.
They could put Viggo in Star
Wars. We're gonna talk about episode 9, because I'm gonna name it.
Okay.
I'm gonna name it and explain the plot.
At the end of the pod.
Yes.
It's on you. And you're gonna spoil this for everybody.
I am.
And when it happens, they owe you money.
Of course.
Disney owes you.
I've already talked to JJ.
$1 million.
He knows
what
I want done. He's agreed that I can talk about it on this podcast.
You got this covered. Go ahead.
That's right. I'm gonna spoil the shit out of it. So Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones.
We're gonna move this forward.
Okay.
Because one, again, it set up what was already set up and didn't really do a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because Jake Lloyd is a piece of shit.
And Hayden Christensen can't act.
Well, we're about to move on to him.
Yes.
So Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. Probably my least favorite of the original, of the...
Really? Of the prequels?
Of the prequels.
Seriously?
I liked the battles in it.
Mine go in reverse order. Revenge of the Sith, Attack, Phantom.
Okay.
But I can understand that, though, yeah.
Probably my least favorite. It had some good stuff in it, but it was just a whole movie of filler.
Completely and totally.
Yep.
Which is completely unlike Empire.
Right.
Which was a whole movie of story, 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 plot, 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 character, 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 plot, plot, story, story, ha.
Fight and done.
Yes. And there's another hand gone.
Yeah.
No! That's not true. Ewan McGregor. Wow. You let Ewan McGregor really come into his own.
Yes, he did. He did.
In Attack of the Clones.
Uh-huh.
You let Padme kind of have a personality.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She's not, Natalie Portman's not a bad actor.
She's a good actress. She's a good, or actor, they're both fine. She is a good actress. I like her in almost everything I see her in. It was a bad script and even worse direction because, again, who directed this?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking George Lucas.
Kermit the Frog himself.
So I think that is a lot of it.
Okay, now in this movie, we're going to get to see Yoda fight.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that made any sense or had any purpose in the whole freaking movie.
Him going and finding the cloners and all that shit.
Yeah.
The only good part about that was getting to see Slave One.
Yes.
Just rip into that Jedi Starfighter.
Yeah.
That was amazing. That sound effect. That was amazing.
And then he's flying around and shooting shit out of his rocket pack and shooting with his laser guns. What was it? Jango Fett, right? That was his dad.
Could have given a shit about Jango Fett.
They should have just made it Boba Fett and been done with it.
No, they should have done that. There was no reason to even do that. You let it be somebody else.
Well,
I know
they
wanted to tie him in, but he's not even a Mandalorian.
Whatever.
I mean, it was just...
Pointless.
I don't know.
Pointless shit.
Maybe he was a Mandalorian. I don't know.
I don't care.
It's fucking stupid.
It is.
It's a little two-gun dumbass getting his head cut off by Samuel L. Jackson shithead. not a big Jango Fett.
At least we got
Fett.
Samuel L. Jackson, who's a boss.
Yes. Not a big Jango Fett fan.
I could have cared less about Jango Fett. Boba!
So stupid. I didn't need to see Boba Fett as a kid.
No.
Or with his mask on.
Yeah.
You could never unmask Boba Fett, and
let's
I'd be perfectly happy.
Let's make Boba Fett a really cute child. Why?
When they make the standalone Boba Fett movie, if they never take his mask off, fine with that.
That'd
take
be
my
great.
Money.
Then they've changed his voice, didn't they? From the original movies into the newer ones? Because the original movies had one dude who did his voice. You need to look it up on YouTube. The original movies had a guy who did Boba's voice, and they changed it when they reworked him.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I'll have to look that up. That's
Boba.
Very interesting. I met Jeremy Bullock, the guy who was inside the original. We're off topic. We're like 22 years past.
Yeah.
We'll have to go back to that.
Yes.
Episode two, highlights.
Yoda fight. Count Dooku.
For me, it's from the time they land on Geonosis to the end of the movie.
Okay. Okay.
Roller coaster of action.
Yep.
We have them in the droid factory.
Yeah.
We have the fight on the planet. You have some really cool graphics of those slant-wheeled giant rolling
beasts. Those were cool. They had some good machinery that they designed for these movies.
Geonosis was the most amazing map on the original Star Wars Battlefront game.
Yeah. I liked, from episode one, I liked the little yellow starfighters that they had.
Yes.
And then I liked Padme's Imperial ship.
I did, yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was just all sleek and mirrored.
It was very cool.
It was really, really,
really, really neat.
Really pretty ship. But they had some cool machinery in these movies.
I almost kind of think I might have liked the arena fight in two.
I did.
I wish we'd gotten some better acting out of two of the three principals. Well, Ewan McGregor was eating the scenery around him.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of the problem.
That was the one with the big fight with all the Jedis, right?
Oh, yeah, at the end where they just unrobe and jump in. Why they waited that long?
Yeah.
Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Hey, did you know that...
Unless they were just waiting for Count Dooku to make his appearance?
Two or three members of NSYNC were some of the Jedis in that battle?
No, but I think that's awesome. Good for them.
A couple of members of NSYNC. I remember that happening.
I hope Timberlake was in there.
Huh?
Hope Timberlake was in there.
He may have been.
Him and Joey Fatone. That'd be amazing.
Joey Fat One.
That's right. Don't make fun of Joey Fatone. He's on the Practical Joker sometimes.
That's fine. He's a cool cat. His last name spells Fat One.
He's a friend of BQ Quinn, so you can't beat Quinn,
that's right. No, I never had a problem with it. The only reason it sticks out to me is because the girl I was dating in high school was a huge NSYNC fan because it was just that time.
You got some play because NSYNC was in Star Wars, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you?
That had zero to do with it.
No, I like that movie better.
Than the first one?
Than the first one.
Than Podracer?
There are not many pieces of either.
Star Wars Episode 1, Podracer. You should have just called it that.
There's not many pieces of either one of those two movies that I really dig.
Come on, you love midichlorians.
Oh my God.
And the fact that he checked those midichlorians with a woman's razor.
Pretty much, yeah.
Did you know what that was?
Is that what it was?
The little thing that he checked it with was a woman's Schick razor.
That's amazing.
Or maybe it was Bic. I don't remember.
How stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fucking George Lucas. You can't make better stuff than that.
They're like, okay, go get that razor. It's going to look just like a little blood checker.
Spray paint it silver. Okay.
And put some rust on it.
And you know Liam Neeson picked it up and he was like,
Is this a woman's razor?
You and Sean Connery.
I did.
And Sean put Sean Connery in that role.
Wow.
Would have been awesome.
Anakin.
Though at some point, he'd have just punched Jake Lloyd in the face.
You're being a dick.
And Ewan McGregor's Scottish anyway, so the Scottish would have come out even more. He's no longer Alec Guinness.
You're being a whiny baby.
Awesome. Excuse me, Your Majesty, but you're a bitch.
Sean Connery in the Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Sean Connery and Ewan McGregor as Jedi saving the galaxy. Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan ride again.
That's right.
It'd be amazing.
It would. That would be epic. So, holy crap. Well, number two. All right. Well, what stood out for you?
From the time they landed on Geonosis to the end of the movie.
Okay. Nothing like big. You were like, oh, yeah, well, everybody.
I dug Yoda being the battle commander.
Yes.
I dug Yoda coming out and being like, all right, you want to throw down? Let's throw down.
Yes. I love the fact that they...
I'll tell you, that fight scene also had my biggest disappointment in the entire movie.
Why?
Here is Christopher fucking Lee,
yes,
who is as metal as you can get, writes metal albums.
Uh-huh.
He is a heavy metal artist.
Yes.
And he's Count Dooku and has this weird curved over Lady Vibrator looking lightsaber handle.
I couldn't understand that.
I don't get it. It's a personal massage device.
Hang on, I got a lightsaber.
We really ought to replace this with actual sound effects, not of the lightsabers, of the vibrator. And then you have Hayden Christensen, and you're going to have a fight scene.
Suck balls.
All of a sudden, I think they realized they couldn't do it, so we're just going to have close-ups with red and blue lights flashing in front of their faces really fast.
Yeah, and Yoda bouncing around like a frog on speed.
Well, that fight scene actually was good. Yeah. But Hayden Christensen and Count Dooku, it just didn't work.
Balls.
And of course, a hand is lost.
Of course.
Poor Hayden.
Because
hand is gone.
Because he's got to foreshadow what he does to his boy.
But why did we have to do it right then? Because
you didn't.
Certainly Obi-Wan.
You didn't.
Obi-Wan was going to do it again later.
He was going to cut him into pieces and then burn his ass. Why couldn't he cut his hand off at that point?
Oh. But yeah, while that last fight scene is tremendous with Yoda, the precursor to it of Anakin and Count Dooku just really sucked.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved watching Yoda.
You may have
Yoda.
Swayed me. Maybe two is the worst.
I told you, dude.
I don't know.
It's got little glimmers of hope.
One and
two. But most of it was not a new hope. Not a new hope.
One and two just aren't great.
Nope.
I like three.
Okay.
It is my...
Did you hear that? That was me being bland about it.
It is my third least favorite.
That's a good way to put it.
It's number, seven of the nine so far. And I'm counting Rogue One as nine, as part of the nine.
All right.
It's 3.5.
3.5, that's right.
So three, I dug the majority of three.
I liked it. But there were moments I could have lived without, especially without having to see Hayden Christensen walk in to murder children.
See, but again, I think, much like Keanu Reeves, it might have been the one time that he was okay. Because that passionless, disconnected, emotionless face.
Well, they found a way to make it work.
Yeah, I think that worked.
It did, but I still could have went without that scene. They could have.
No, it had to happen. You had to kill the Jedi, so you had to kill the kids too.
Yeah,
I will
man.
Defend that choice. I would
could they have been older?
I would have preferred to have seen them getting cut up.
That's a little dark. A little dark, sir.
No, but I think it had to happen. I really do.
Could they have been older?
No.
I mean, these were.
Nope. If he'd gone in there and bashed their heads in with bricks, I'd have been fine.
No, I could have done without that. I disagree. I could have done without it.
Nope. I think that scene did have to happen.
Now, I did like in that movie how they had that transition of Emperor Palpatine as into the Emperor.
I even dug the fact that they let Padme be the reason that he turned.
Yeah.
And again, with a better actor, with an actor that had some emotion, depth of feeling, or maybe a soul, it would have been better. I would like to see them reshoot that entire movie with someone else. And okay. Just stick him in, haphazardly, at best, into the scenes.
Well, I don't know. Again, that movie had its ups and downs for me.
I loved the fight between Grievous and
yes,
and Obi-Wan.
Yes,
I liked that entire planet. As a matter of fact,
yes,
was very
I did
cool.
Too. The six lightsabers that he took from dead Jedi.
Oh yeah,
and his
what
arms
the,
just flicking
what was
and spinning.
The order what? Order 666. Order.
Oh
order
yeah,
13.
Yeah. It's the order that they
nine
gave
and three quarters?
That flipped the clones. Order 9 3/4.
That's right.
You just cross the films.
It's the
you
Harry
cross
Potter
the streams,
order,
sir.
It's the Harry Potter order. Hermione pops
streams.
Out, whips out a lightsaber, kills Hayden Christensen.
Oh, I owe everybody a beer.
Did your phone go off?
Yeah, it chimed
right.
Mid podcast.
How dare you?
I'm gonna mute it. I'm a dick. I'm
which
sorry.
Works out good because he doesn't drink beer, so you can just give his to
that's
me.
That's right. I'll just give them all to Jason.
But I really.
I dug,
there wasn't much out of that movie that I didn't like that didn't involve Hayden Christensen.
Yeah. I did like the very end, the battle between Anakin and Obi-Wan. I liked
loved
it.
Loved it.
That was probably my favorite part out of all three of the prequels.
Up until the point that Anakin had to deliver his lines back to Obi-Wan.
His I hate you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have Ewan McGregor on the Force. I think of an aneurysm.
He was
we
close.
Were brothers! I mean, just...
He is emoting like nobody can.
He is so over the top, and I think he was forcing himself to be because he was getting nothing back.
He was having to fill the gaps.
He was like, I have to prove that...
I hate you!
That there's some passion from this little...
I hate you!
Piece of shit that can't act, that ruined these movies.
He's crawling with his little nub.
I would have preferred to have seen Jake Lloyd at like 10.
Wow.
Over that turd.
Dead.
Yeah,
crap.
Just
dog
bad.
Crap.
Just bad.
Crap. But the battle itself was good.
The battle itself was good. I like
bouncing all around that lava planet.
The opening Jedi Starfighter battle.
Yeah.
Was good and rather amusing. You had him scraping the droids off of Obi-Wan's ship and you had some foreshadowing.
They
you
like
had them,
to do that.
Yeah. It was good. But as a whole, again, the third best of three bad movies.
Yeah.
The best of three bad movies.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was going to correct you.
Yeah.
The best of three bad movies.
Yeah.
With a good soundtrack.
So now let's move out of the dark times.
Out of the dark ages of Star Wars.
And we're going to go not back to 1977, but back to 2016. And we're going to talk about Star Wars, as I choose to call it, Episode 3.5. Episode.
3.5.
Episode 3.5.
The lead-in.
Yes.
Rogue One.
Or Star Wars, a World War II story. Because it completely is.
Yeah?
It's Dirty Dozen. It's Kelly's Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
It's
easy.
A World War II
it
flick
is very definitely.
Set in space.
Yes, and I love the fact...
With Alan Tudyk as a giant robot.
I loved the fact that it wasn't... They didn't try to work it in.
No.
It wasn't, they didn't call it Star Wars 3.5.
They should have. That, no. Episode 3 and a bit.
Yeah.
Episode almost 4.
Episode nearly 4.
Episode 4 minus 2.
What? Episode 2, didn't they already have that? Yeah, it sucked balls. Wow.
Did it again.
I think maybe you're the one who needs the caffeine.
Episode.
You had too much.
I know. Episode 4.
Minus 1.
Maybe.
Minus half.
Yes. They should make it 4 and rename A New Hope.
See?
4.2.
I like the name of it. Just the name of it made me happy.
Yeah.
Star Wars again, story.
Yeah. All kidding aside, they didn't
do the opening crawl.
No. Which just, I dug.
Bam. Right into the action.
Here's characters you don't know.
Nope.
Here is a preview to a movie that you've been watching for 40 years.
Yes.
Here's a preview to a movie. Here's the opening. Here's the preamble.
Yes.
To a three-act space opera.
Uh-huh. This is, we're tying these, unfortunately, we're tying the original three to the shit that was the prequels.
Yeah.
But we're covering that gap because it clearly needed to be discussed.
And we're not gonna beat you over the head with the prequels.
And then
we're gonna mention the pieces you need.
Yes.
We're gonna make sure that
Darth
you
Vader.
We're gonna make sure you understand where the pieces are tied in. And we're going to tell a war movie in a series called Star Wars, which we've never really had a whole lot of.
Yeah, the Clone Wars.
Yeah. We never really had a whole lot of wars. We've had some battles.
Star battles.
Yes. We had the Battle of
Hoth,
the Battle of Yavin.
Space battles.
I'm going to reshoot this as space battles.
That's right. We had the Battle of Yavin.
With Luke Starkiller.
But in Rogue One, whole new set of characters.
Yep.
And here's a few characters you know.
And it's back
and
forth.
And some characters that are related to people you know. And here's people who've been dead for years, and we're going to reanimate them and bring them back to life.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Tarkin gets more screen time than he got originally.
Man, but he looked good.
And I think he actually had the boots on, which apparently in the original, he didn't like the boots, so he didn't wear them. That's why they never shot him from the knees up.
The knees down?
They only shot him from the knees up.
I was going to say, they never shot him from the knees up, so you could see his socks that he was walking around
in. That's right. Apparently he just didn't like him. He had suction cups.
His skeletoes.
They had suction cups, so he didn't float up. There's no gravity, you know.
Yeah, because they're in space.
No, but it really... I thought Rogue One...
Such a good movie.
...was...
Such a good space.
It was perfect in how they set it up.
Yeah. And then they killed everybody and made you just absolutely mournful for the fact that they just managed to do what they were supposed to do and then all die, so you didn't have to worry about them being in anything else.
And they did it in such a way that you actually had a connection to these characters that you knew for 2 hours.
In this short time span, you cared about all of the characters, all of the robots, everything. And then they all died.
You know, that was the one that I think got me the most was, and his number just left me.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Alan Tudyk's robot.
Alan Tudyk's
name.
Robot, the big one.
Yeah. When he went down, I was just like, oh, and he saved them. And Though Tudyk has said that, of course, he could just have his memory sent somewhere else. So
and then
he's still around.
That's true. And then the almost Jedi blind guy.
You know, he was the one piece of the movie that I didn't really care about.
Really? I liked him.
He's all right. I, his fight scenes were impressive.
I haven't watched it enough to have memorized their names at this point.
I watched
it
again recently, and I dug him more the second take.
Yeah. I liked his buddy with the rail gun. It was such a
World War II / Western at times that I dug it.
And the main girl.
Again.
Yeah. She was a great actress.
God,
whatever her name
bad.
Is here, I've got we've got everything
we've
up
got
in front of us.
We're just
such
too
slackers
lazy to actually look at
such
it.
Such slackers. Pull that up. Tell us what her name was.
Let's see. Yep, there it is. Star Wars Rogue One 3.5.
3.5. I was in that one too.
Jyn Erso was Felicity Jones.
Yes.
Just tremendous.
She was amazing.
K250.
K250.
K250. No. K2SO, not 250. Shit, I'm a moron. K2SO.
Geek points.
I know.
Because you can't read.
I lost like one.
You lost geek cred because you can't read.
But it was a good movie. I don't know that it doesn't surpass 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8 for me.
No, and I kind of hold it in its own.
I do, yeah.
Level,
but in again, its I think it
category
because we didn't step out of time with this one. To me, it's still part of the.
It is
still part of
definitely
the
part of the. Yeah.
Now the new Solo standalone.
Yeah.
Solo movie.
Yes, clearly.
But the Boba Fett,
since
if they actually are doing it. Solo movie.
Yep.
But I think certainly with 3.5.
Did you say Boba Fett?
Yes.
Bubba.
Bubba.
It's like the redneck version of it.
It'd be amazing.
Hey, my name's Bubba Fett.
That's Slave One over there. Now, that's not the rebel flag on it. I'm not racist or nothing, it is called Slave One.
It is Slave One. Now, I've come here to collect this here bounty. I got my shotgun back here, and I'm going
to
get it.
They said no disintegrations, but damn it, hold my beer.
That is Bubba Fett.
Bubba Fett. But I did dig 3.5. I can't explain it, but most of the movie does not stand out until you get down to the planet.
I would agree. It's a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of story building.
It is a lot of story building. It's a lot of setting up. You know what I really wanted, though?
What?
I wanted to see a lot of Bothans die. We never saw a lot of Bothans die. No! Mon Mothma says many Bothans died.
Well, that's
true.
We
never saw Bothans die. It's a fucking lie. Mon Mothma's as big a liar as Obi-Wan and Yoda.
God.
Fucking Bothans.
Oh,
where
the Bothans.
Where were they? They didn't die.
Nope, they did not. You're right.
But the nice thing is that episode 3.5 does lead directly...
A Star Wars story.
Does lead directly into another Star Wars story.
And then we got to see animated...
Oh, but go ahead, yes.
Princess Leia.
Oh, I was going to go... I was even skipping that. But
oh, no.
Yes, you did get to see animated
Carrie
Fisher.
You got to see the immediate tie-in.
Yes.
They solved the riddle of this movie by tying it directly in through R2-D2 and giving it to Princess Leia, digital, but she looked beautiful.
Yeah, it was amazing. The best part, though, was our now first appearance of Vader.
Yes.
If you go chronologically.
And he went just batshit on those people, too.
You know what happened to him between then and fighting Obi-Wan in about,
about
3.5 days.
He got old in 3 days.
Because that's the thing is...
He's just going crazy on these guys.
And then
3 days
later,
he's like,
part. Now, wrap your brain around this. You have episode one, and then roughly 10 years later, you have episode two.
Okay.
Episode three, maybe a year later. Episode 3.5, A Star Wars Story.
20 years later.
No.
I'm talking about in actual time.
No, 16. Because Luke and Leia were supposed to be 16 in Star Wars.
Okay. 16 years later.
Yeah.
I guess that is right.
Obi-Wan aged like a fucker.
Wow. Yes, he did.
Those twin sons of Tatooine beat the shit out of him in 16 years.
That old man actually 46 years old.
Exactly. He went from being... Because some vicious weather conditions take you
A lot of chafing.
From young Ewan McGregor to almost dead Alec Guinness.
Yes. Who hated what he did.
You know, he had the shit job.
Yeah.
Yes, Yoda's was bad, but Yoda kind of looked like a lizard anyway.
Yep.
Dagobah might have been his home planet. We don't fucking know. And I don't really care.
You get to go live on this desert planet and pretend you don't know these people.
Yes, and just watch them. You get to be
a
creepy old man for the rest of your life.
You creeper.
That's why when everybody wanted Rey to be his kid, I was like, no, she'd be in her fucking 40s.
What did he do?
Because Luke was 16 when Obi-Wan dies, and now Luke's 107.
His beard's down to his knees, and so are his balls.
Now it's 40 years later, which means that Rey would have to be 40 and she's 12.
Yep.
No.
17-ish.
Yeah. So you jump to A New Hope. And A New Hope was for the longest time my second favorite.
See, now this is the part where it's going to get interesting, because our podcast has run long. So we're going to have to two-part this one.
I was thinking the same thing.
This has been a really good discussion, and I really enjoy this.
So we've covered four movies.
Four movies.
One, two, three, three and a half.
Three and a half.
And our love of Star Wars at the beginning.
Yes.
We're going to ask you to put a bookmark in this.
Yes. We're going to cut it in half, and then on the next pod...
Or maybe two. Because we're about to cover the ones that we both like.
That we really did
it was,
like.
It was easy to go, oh, fucking pod races, lightsabers, yay! Yes. Genosis to the end, yay!
I kind of thought
and
when...
Hayden Christian dies, yay!
We all got excited by that.
We did.
I kind of thought when Jason mentioned this podcast topic to me earlier today, I was like, I don't know if this is going to fit in one show.
And you were thinking a two-parter. I'm really thinking three.
It might be three.
And maybe a fourth for me to outline what's going to happen in number nine. God.
I don't think we'll torture you with four, Podnation.
You know you love
procrastination.
It. So we're glad you spent some time procrastinating with us in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes. Wow, I think we might actually get sued for that.
I don't give a shit.
I get a cease and desist from the galaxy far,
if
far away.
If I get a cease and desist from Disney, I will take a picture and post that shit.
Dude, I would.
That would be
I would
amazing.
Frame that,
frame
shit.
It.
That would be amazing.
And Disney loves us. They just don't know
they do. They're listening.
JJ's already listened to my ideas for number nine. He's rewriting the script.
It's coming. Your ideas are going to set the tone.
There's some Wookiee on Jawa action at one point. There's a Tauntaun molestation scene.
There's just gang rape in the
and
cantina.
And heavy, heavy Wampa porn.
Wampa porn.
Which
and
really...
it's all set to the music from the cantina.
I will tell you this, though. I know who Snoke is. Snoke is Max Rebo. And if you're laughing, realize that you're a geek.
Yes. No, he's not. Snoke is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Snoke is Mace Windu. We are all Snoke, and Snoke is in us all.
Snoke is in us all, that's right. Hail Snoke.
Go Snoke yourself. Until next week.
Oh, God. On that note,
gentle people.
To the procrastination, I'm sorry for that last bit. But there's just... I can't,
that's
I
the sound of a Wookiee railing a Jawa.
I can't do anything about this one. All right. Until next episode.
Hootini!
Until next episode. This has been Procrastination, the longest 10 minutes of your life.
And cut.
This Geek's World.com podcast and was produced by Splash Media Works.